U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, said Saturday that regime change in Syria is one of the United States' priorities, adding that Syrian President Bashar Assad is not the leader Syria needs. Now, of course, ladies and gentlemen, dudes and Uber babes, the Syrian people, those idiots, have nothing to say about this. It's what Americans want. Now, we can't stop baby killing at abortion clinics down the street from where you're currently listening to this broadcast, but it is of vital importance to the human race that Bashar Assad not be president of Syria any longer. 7,800 miles from where you're listening to this broadcast, this is important business here, okay? And President Trump is awesome at it. In an interview on CNN State of the Union, Haley said that ousting Assad is the priority, the highest priority, Larry, the highest priority for the United States, as well as defeating the Islamic State and shrinking Iranian influence. Boy, I tell you, we have some highfalutin aspirations, don't we? We don't have honest mayors to run Hooterville in America, but I tell you what, when we set our minds to a regime change, baby, you could just mark it, dude. Haley said, quote, "This is a complicated situation, Mitter idiot citizen. There are no easy answers, and a political solution is going to have to happen. There's not any sort of option where a political solution is going to happen with Assad at the head of the regime." Now, right here we have our first public logical fallacy. Miss Haley, since you don't know the future, you're not a prophet, you cannot possibly say that with certainty that there is no possibility for a political solution. But go ahead and say it and act as though that's holy writ, because Nikki Haley has never been wrong. Nikki Haley has been confirmed USA, USA, American awesome and 100% correct. USDA certified correct. Doesn't get any more correct than that. Especially when the previous six facts are to be considered, all you need to know, this is a great excuse for war. Let's start another one, shall we? Oh, because all our wars in the Mideast work out so wonderfully for the people of whatever country gets the next prize of American exceptionalism headed their way. If you took actions, if you look at the situation, it's going to be hard to see a government that's peaceful and stable with Assad. When asked by host Jake Tapper whether it's the position of the Trump administration that Assad cannot remain in power, Haley indicated that regime change is possible. Now, I thought the era of nation building was over. Again, the fraud that has been perpetrated on many of us, that is, the Trump presidency, is showing itself to be just that. Remember, listen to me. The era of nation building is over. Believe me, it's over. Is it? Regime change, quote, "Regime change is something that we think is going to happen because all of the parties are going to see that Assad is not the leader that needs to be taking place for Syria." I have a question. Did anyone ask any Syrians any of these questions? Hey, did anyone go and ask any of their surviving Christians in Syria any of these questions? Dreher. So having bombed the only meaningful anti-ISIS power in Syria, we're now going to work towards obliterating it? Because we're fighting ISIS or something. Are you confused by all this, folks? Because I certainly am. The United States never learns. 14 years of screwing up the Middle East with our bad judgment, and we're going to double down on it under the leadership of a president who campaigned in part on reversing America's interventionist approach to the Middle East. Whatever else might be said of the wicked Bashar al-Assad, he does not set off bombs inside Syrian churches. So let's lob 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles at those that are trying to stop the Coptic Christian killers. What an awesome star-spangled plan.
Can I sign up?
Minichurch, I want to volunteer. I want in. You see the madness here. Folks, this is genuine madness. Minichurch, would you hand me what's on the printer, please?
Are you mad?
I am mad. No, I'm going to get mad. I'm not mad now. If any of this makes sense to any of you, will you please call me? My telephone number is easy to remember. It's 844-5-CRUSADE. 844-527-8723. Thank you, brother, sister.
You know, I want to know something.
What do you want to know, Mitigritiver? I want to know how we're going to mitigate this is what I want to know.
I'm just curious as why we're also mad about Trump for launching an attack without Congress approval and still mad at Obama for not going and doing something when he asked Congress and Congress said no.
Congress said no and Obama didn't attack.
So we should praise him for that, trying to go to Congress, doing the right thing.
Peter Critifer, please! The president has the authority to protect the ice world of Hoth! You haven't been paying attention!
Oh,
I actually got in an argument.
Mr. 44 don't sound so bad after all now.
You read that. You read the madness on Brother Andre Marie's Facebook wall.
I did.
Now, Brother Andre was trying to be charitable and was trying to reason with people who are mad. Folks, you should. The point of this monologue here today is this: we should actually be afraid. I am more afraid of some of my fellow citizens than I am of madmen terrorists bombing me back to the Stone Age. You people have completely lost your mooring to reality. Completely. You saw the one woman who was arguing with brother. She goes, there's no international law. There's a chemical weapons treaty that Assad violated. Well, and there is a chemical weapons treaty, you're right, and Syria is a party to it. Don't you have to prove that it was Assad that detonated the bombs to say that he violated it first? Molly Hemingway, Brian Kilmeade, Sean Hannity, and all the rest of you? Wait a minute, Minichurch, no! We are judge, jury, and executioner, Minichurch! Please! I actually quoted the UN Charter to someone. You know what I got? You want to be with them. Oh, yeah. That's right. I fantasize about becoming a jihadist all the time. So the answer is, I don't have any facts on my side. I can't justify or make holy the warlike actions that have been taken. So let me call you a name on Facebook. Ooh, and declare victory. 844-527-8723 is my telephone number. Now, if we were to go to the what the UN Charter actually says, some of you might be shocked. It's very simple language. It's not hard to understand. But some of you might be shocked to learn these things. I'll read it to you. Article 2 of the UN Charter. See? Fact number 4, we are not going to consider actual facts while we're making facts up so that we can continue killing people in third world countries. By the way, did you see the photographs on Twitter that have been published that show Christians attending Palm Sunday or Catholics attending Palm Sunday masses in Syria? We don't want to talk about that. Article 2, quote, this is the charter, okay? This is the founding. Consider this the constitution of the UN. Now, it's not enough that we ignore the American constitution. We'll ignore any treaty we'll ignore any binding document that we're party to if it makes Raytheon stock prices go up. General Dynamics stock prices go up. Minichurch, there's somebody somewhere that needs a bomb or 58 of them. Please, stop. We love watching the bombs. They're beautiful. Did you see that launch? Article 2, UN Charter. The organization and its members, in pursuit of the purposes stated in Article 1, shall act in accordance with the following principles. Now, you maniacs that have been quoting chemical weapons treaties to me that say absolutely nothing about America's star-spangled awesome right and duty to indiscriminately lob live ordnance into countries that we are not at war with. Prove it. Let me save you the time. You can't. But I can prove this. Article 2. The organization and its members, in pursuit of the purposes stated in Article 1, shall act in accordance with the following principles. The organization is based on the principles of the sovereign equality of all its members. Got that, citizen? Now, what does that mean? Better church, please. It means only America is sovereign is what it means. No, it means sovereign equality. What does that mean? That means that a state, a country, if it is sovereign, or if it is a country and it's a member of the United Nations, it is equal to any other members. All members, in order to ensure to all of them the rights and benefits resulting from membership, shall fulfill in good faith the obligations assumed by them in accordance with the present charter. All members shall settle their international disputes by peaceful means in such a manner that international peace and security and justice are not endangered. All members shall refrain in their international relations from the threat or use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of any state or in any other manner inconsistent with the purposes of the United Nations. Got that, America? All members shall give the United Nations every assistance in any action it takes in accordance with the present charter, and shall refrain from giving assistance to any state against which the United Nations is taking preventative or enforcement action. There's more. You can read the rest of Article 2 if you wanted to. There's no condition. None of these conditions have been met. None. How many of them have been met?
0.0.
But it doesn't matter. It matters not the proverbial hill of beans. We are a vicious, violent, malevolent force on the planet. We are led by a political elite class that indiscriminately kills anything that moves using its own will as justification. And not only is it supported, it's applauded. You people are pathetic. People that are chanting all of Donald Trump's praises, all the praises of the U.S. Navy for targeting this airstrip and the launch of these missiles, you are a pathetic excuse for a civilized people. We're not civilized. You know why we keep murdering babies? Because we like it. Because the babies are inconvenient to us. That's why. You know why we lob cruise missiles into third world countries? Now, by the way, reports vary. There's either 6 or 7 people that were killed by that strike. Yeah, but Mr. Church, look at all the children who will now be prevented from being gassed. Again, have you proven, has anyone proven culpability of the Syrian government in using that gas? And by the by, where would they get it from? You might know that they're not supposed to have it. And that was Dmitry Medvedev, the prime minister of defense of Russia, when he made a statement on Friday. That's what he said. There's no sarin gas. We don't have it. We're not supposed to have it. We kill. My friend Laurie Calhoun's book is amazing in its clarity, in title alone. You know what the title of Laurie's book is? Laurie's been a guest on this show many times. What's the title of the book? We kill because we can. We are a vicious, we're not a warlike people now. We're a barbaric people. It's gone beyond being warlike. There is no action, no military action against anything or anyone that the American government and its army can take. that will bring calumny to those that executed it and those that called for it. You might say that civilization in the United States is at an end here. I mean, the only thing that we can do for an encore is start bombing our own people and justifying that. Wow, those Michiganders had it coming. Better charge, please. They should have been born in Michigan. By the way, for people that continue to carp and whine and complain about the national debt and the indebtedness, budget deficit, etc., and all that, you know how much it cost to lob 60 Tomahawk missiles? Do you? It's somewhere, I mean, look, it all happened within 10 minutes. $100 million of your and my confiscated wealth, or our children's future indentured servitude, was used so you can have a USA party on Friday night with your beer buddies, talking about how star-spangled awesome it is that we have the missile firepower, and I'm going to say this in context, quote, to bomb those towel heads back into the Stone Ages, close quote. You probably are Christian too, right? Sure you are. You probably are pro-life too, aren't you?